Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Couch Cat Podcast. It's been a long time, and it's good to be back. I'm your host, Ryan. I've got Alan in the co-host chair, and today we have a special guest because this episode, we're interviewing Darth Taylor, or aka Taylor, the guild leader of Death Star, the number one guild in Simple Memo currently. But before we get into specifics, first, I'd like to introduce Taylor to the show. Taylor, thank you for being here. What's up?
Hi, thanks. Thanks for having me, and hi, everyone. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you for coming, because if you said no, we probably would have just deleted the podcast. Because I'm not interviewing Alan, okay, because he's not a good leader.
Hey, man, we're number 20 now, so you know what? Top 20, that's within the interview.
It's top 10, whatever. if you squint hard enough, it's number one. Thank you again for coming. And Alan, what's up, man? It's been a while. You've been pretty busy.
Yeah, it's good to be back. I'm happy to be back. Get my old setup again, ready to go.
Yeah, business had you all over the place, so yeah. You're recording out of like a sock.
Yeah, that was fun.
All right, so before we get into this interview, just a real quick, Taylor, or aka Darth Taylor, a Simple MMO pro, an advisor, and guild leader. The primary focus of today's episode is to interview her and learn more about Death Star. Why? Because we're in the middle of the guild series, what we call the Guild of Simple MMO, where we've been interviewing, you know, the top 10 guilds, primarily our allies first, just because, you know, you take care of your friends in this game, and they'll eventually take care of you. At least I hope so.
Wink, wink, nudge, yeah. People.
No one reads the small print, but primarily we've been doing text-based, but we also offered podcast-based because that's what we wanted to do originally. And Taylor, you're one of the first, and Val from Yi will be the second. But it's cool. It's cool to finally get this done or get this going. It's not done yet. I wish, you know, I want to go back to sleep. But so Taylor, before we get into things, introduce yourself. What's up? What are you all about?
I'm a guild leader of Death Star, apparently. I'm just playing this game as some of what I enjoy playing. Making friends, I don't know, helping people, noobs. So pretty much it. Not doing anything great, but like trying to do my best for the game still. Yeah, I hope I'm good at it.
And before we get into like more of the Simple MMO side, I actually wanted to ask you some, you know, personal but not too personal questions. Like, for one, you know, do you consider yourself a gamer or a Simple MMO the only game you're playing?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm a gamer. Like, I'm not streaming or anything. I play games. Like, recently, I don't play anything. I don't have much time, but maybe just a little bit of gamer, I would say.
Okay. Do you have a favorite genre?
Maybe Battle Royale. I like PUBG a lot. I have a couple of hundreds of hours there. Yeah. Like it a lot at some point. So, yeah. Maybe RPG. Like Witcher. It's one of my favorite game. One. Witcher 3 is a really cool game. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
I don't play much, yeah, but that's pretty much it.
I was going to say, like, if you don't have time, Witcher 3 is, like, the worst game to play because it takes like a year. So what, you know, so that's what you say about yourself in gaming. That's pretty cool. But what exactly drew you to Simple MMO? Is this your first MMORPG experience or what?
Well, I would say yes. I was just bored at home in quarantine, just like lurking Play Store and see what I can play. Discovered the game. Discovered a pretty nice community, so I just decided to try it, and yeah, I'm here now.
Cool. And when did, so you say during the quarantine, but when exactly did you start playing Simple MMO?
I started playing August 1st. Yes, it was August 1st when I started playing, when I downloaded it. And
so like 2020, like a year ago?
Yes.
Okay.
Last year.
Wow. That's not even long. Like, I'm always shocked because, like, the guilds we've interviewed so far, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, we've been a guild for, like, not even a year yet. It's like, what? Like, how are you the best already?
Yeah, that's impressive.
What level are you right now?
I don't even remember. I think it's 23,000 something.
Yo, you're a hacker. I'm reporting you right now. Podcast is over.
Mike, you hear this?
Yeah, Mike, can you like fire this advisor?
No, I just play 16 hours a day. That's fine.
Oh, okay. That's,
holy crap.
That makes sense. That's a lot of steps.
Yeah.
And so back in 2020, you started Simple MMO. How different, you know, before we get into like the nitty gritty aspects, but like how different is Simple MMO now compared to you just like starting fresh in August?
Well, of course, there were like less players. The player base was like much smaller. Not so many features, because right now we have a lot of new features, new updates, new stuff, and items and gears. It was pretty simple. Global chat was different, I would say. Like, everyone knew each other, no new faces. But I wouldn't say it's like too much difference from then till now. It's just like slightly changing, yeah.
Do you miss like the small community?
Maybe a little bit. It was pretty comfy, but like I'm happy for the game that is growing, of course.
Oh yeah, for sure. But I, you know, like in any, you say this is your first like kind of like MMO, but if you like any early adapter to MMOs out there, I think that's the coolest part. It's just like everyone's stuck in the newbie zone. Everyone's like friending each other to get done with like quests because no one really knows what they're doing. And it's kind of like that like magic moment, we call it, in the MMO community. And then it just disappears after like a month. You're like, well, see ya.
Oh, yeah.
So you say it's not that different, but and you're happy the game's, you know, grown.
Yeah.
So would you say like you're for what's been done to the game so far for the most part?
Well, I would say I miss like, can you please repeat the question? Cause like, I'm just somewhere in the clouds.
Sure. So like what Mike has done to, you know, further the game's development, are you pretty much on board with, you know, what's changed so far?
Oh yeah, of course I like it. It's pretty cool. I'm glad it's growing and it's only improving. Like my own opinion is that the game is only being improved. It's getting better, definitely. And I would be really happy if there will be more players involved, like registering, signing up. So yeah, I think it's only moving forward and up.
Okay, cool. And just to circle back to when, you know, you said the player base was small and everyone knew each other and, you know, everyone's friends, etc. Do any of those, like, what we call, like, OGs, like, original players, are any of them still around? Are you still friends with any of them?
Well, yes, I would say. Of course. So, people that I met here when I just registered, there are some of them still around. Some we are still trying to stay in touch. A couple of those people, yeah, we're still kind of good friends with. So, yeah.
That's good. That's what pretty much like draws me to MMOs in general, just building those friendships, right? And then the sad thing with internet friendships is like you log in one day and they'll never log back in and you'll never know why. And you're like, sad rain.
That's
piano
sad
music
day.
Yeah. Yeah, Alan, how about you try it once and let's see what
I'll disappear, see you guys.
Okay, so thanks for answering those. But now let's start, you know, ramping up to Death Star's like beginnings, right? Was Death Star your first ever guild, Taylor?
Of course not. It's a brand new guild, I would say. My first guild was Fallen Angels. Hi, Fallen Angels, if anybody's here. So yeah, it was my first guild ever. I very much like it. We're still good friends. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was my first experience, my first guild.
What attracted you to the Fallen Angels? What made you join them?
I don't even remember. I was just looking for guilds. Some of them had requirements like level 50 or 100. So I was like looking and saw that they are pretty much cool, have some high levels.
They don't tax you?
Yeah. No. But yeah, I don't know why. I honestly don't remember why I decided to join Fallen Angels, but I've heard they're cool. So yeah, I decided to try and yeah, I got accepted.
That's because they sound like a biker gang. That's exactly it. Like, that's why I would join.
Maybe.
But you know, they're not as hardcore as Hell's Angels. You know what I'm saying, Alan?
Oh my God.
All right, Alan. You want to take over? You want to ask her some questions?
Sure. Way to put me on the spot right away. So from Fallen Angels, I guess my question is, at what point did you start taking the game seriously where you're like, okay, you know what? Like, I could, you know, have a guild and be number one and whatnot. Like, at what point were you like, yeah, this is the game for me?
Well, I think I was just playing casually, just like talking in guild chat, communicating with people. So like I mentioned before, I discovered that this is a really great community. So I decided to stay a little bit longer, didn't have much things to do in quarantine. So like simplicity of the game attracted me pretty much. It was simple. It was nice. I was just chilling, hanging out with people. But like I started taking it seriously maybe like in 2 months of after 2 months of playing, when I started gaining levels, grinding more, it became more interesting, more interactions and stuff. So yeah, I would say like 2 months in, I started like really grinding.
Okay, so you're still in Fallen Angels at that point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
Were they forcing you to grind? Is that the real reason?
No, not really. Not at all, I would say. We're just chilling. Well, I've been there like for a month, maybe. Then I joined Friendly. Then I joined Blackwater.
Oh.
And after the Blackwater, I created the guild. So, yeah.
You joined Blackwater too?
Oh, yeah. It was like my main guild. I had been there for the most of my playtime, I would say. A few months, like 3-4 months, maybe 4.
Wow. And then Friendly, did you know Riptide back then? Was he around?
No, they wasn't okay there when I was in Friendly. It was long ago.
Yeah, we have some Friendly, or wow, that kind of sounds weird saying like we have some friendly friends. Yeah. Like Sideways, Riptide.
Yeah.
Dude, what's his name? He created the bot.
Mac?
Yeah, him. Wow, I didn't know you joined Blackwater. I mean, who would know, but that's a good tie in for later. But
yeah, so you just joined all the top guilds pretty much.
Yeah. You joined and took notes.
I was just, I don't know, it just happened. I joined the guilds I liked and they just happened to accept me, so I was pretty happy.
And would you say it was worth it too? Like just being in a guild in general for simple?
Of course. It's a new experience, new people. I always got some help, some advices that helped me to develop into what I am now. So, Of course, they really helped me to grow.
And would you, like looking back on like floating through guilds and stuff and even your guild now, would Simple MMO be like a completely different game without guilds?
I would say yes. It would be like maybe boring without a guild, because lonely. Of course you meet new friends, new people, like you help each other, advices, support, I don't know, just different activities. That's something you cannot do solo. Like you cannot enjoy the game in full just by playing solo, I think. That's my opinion, of course, but yeah, I think
right.
It wouldn't be that great for sure. Without guilds.
Yeah, I mean, we say that all the time on the show is like the guilds make this game because it's, you know, so social.
Yeah.
So I think we can all agree, like, version 9 with, like, the guild-centric updates, you know, made the game better for that reason. Like, give you more to, you know, more incentive to be in a guild and interact with each other. And hopefully earn EXP, which we kind of don't. Kind of do in Couch Guy.
Hey, man, we're top 20. What can I say?
Yeah, top 20, brother.
Hell
top
20. Yeah.
Tattooed on my knuckles, man. I had some O's in there, so it's like toop 20, so it, you know, fills in.
It's close enough.
Yeah, I love guilds. It's fun.
Yeah.
And then, like, all the, like, the discords and, like, this, the mini communities that kind of sprout up. And then if you look at our server, like, you know, we got you in here for Death Star, and we've got Koi, which, you know, good or bad, and we have Friendly and every, you know,
wow, just calling out Koi like that,
heaven and hell.
Sure,
hey,
they
dude
love you.
Hey, dude, they're my homies. But we have, like, every, we have, like, a representative from, like, every guild in our server, which is pretty cool. Yeah, Koi is best. Oh, do you know, I didn't mention this, but we're streaming this live in the Discord like usual, and we have Discord, or the Simple MMO community, hanging out with us today. And Mike's here, and he just said test guild's better than everyone. That's great. Makes everyone feel good about themselves.
If test guild wasn't around, we'd be number 19. Just out there. I don't think
dude, he did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He literally undercutted us. Like,
yeah. What can I do to keep Couch Cat out of top 20?
Yeah. Yeah. He's probably jealous of you, Taylor, though.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
And then he just, like, resets your EXP overnight. Like, oh, okay.
Oh no. No, please.
Funny story. I tried doing that with some members over Discord, but Alan blocked me. It's like he knew one day I would do that too, because we have, like, rankings in our Discord here. Yeah, he knew I would mess someone up. Rip. But yeah, so Death Star, let's talk about some quick stats real quick. I got them wrong the first time. Taylor,
yeah.
Correct. She was like, fix this or I'm like gone. And I was like, oh, are you going to, like, mace me too? Like, you're going to make me cry? Nah, but a good catch. So some quick stats. They're number one on the guild leaderboards, of course.
Of course.
Unless, oops, like, you squint. Remember, squint hard enough and we're number one. And that's Couch Cat.
We're number one in everyone's hearts, right?
Yeah. And test guild's like 50. And you have just over 17 million EXP. That's insane. You're at full capacity with 123 members. You're in Arcan, which, I mean, I'm going to ask you why you're there in a second, because I don't even. But they're also founded in December of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some juicy stats. Those are, you know, padded compared to, like, say, us. That's insane. Like, I can't even imagine, like, pre-version 9, like, how many people, like, just mountains of bodies you've had to PvP.
Oh, yes. That was a real grind before the update.
Like, yeah. I all your members probably have, like, those comments from, like, you know, the poor level 100s, like, fresh,
oh, yeah.
Like, fresh from, like, beginner zone. They're like,
why do you keep killing me?
Why you do this? You're, like, level 100,000.
Yes.
Please.
Get a life, bully.
It was, yeah.
But yeah. So we'll get into Death Star now. And this is going to sound dumb, but were you always the leader of Death Star?
Yes, I was always the leader.
Okay.
I didn't take, like, the leadership over somebody, but yeah, it was my guild.
So what, you were Blackwater before Death Star, right?
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to create your own guild at that point and branch off?
Well, I wanted to try something new, some new experience. I had my own vision by that time, what I would like to do being in the guild, how I would like to lead it. And also, Blackwater itself became slightly inactive, and I wanted more activities. I started my grind. So yeah, I just decided to try, maybe. So that's why I decided to create a guild. Hope it worked well.
I hope? Mean, it seems to be going well right now.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well.
Oh, man. So I take it you're a Star Wars fan?
Yes, a little bit, maybe. Isn't that obvious?
Yeah. Yeah. For those who don't know, her in-game avatar is like an animated version of her as like Vader.
Yeah, female Vader.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And then the guild itself, the name. I mean, pretty self-explanatory.
Oh, yes.
So you like being on the evil side then?
Of course. Well, actually, the first name of the guild was the Dark Side, if anyone remembers. But we renamed to Death Star when Blackwater merged. We merged with Blackwater. It was also an event. So we kind of merged together a few months ago. And it was a rebranding. We renamed to Death Star. So now we are Death Star, yeah.
Oh, wow. So you absorbed pretty much like who was left of Blackwater when they were active?
Well, yeah, since it was like my main guild, we were still friends. And since the guild was kind of inactive, we decided to like to get our efforts together and be a one guild. So half of the members, some of the members maybe, or half or more of the half, I don't remember exactly how many members, maybe 20 something. Yeah, they joined the Dark Side and we renamed to Death Star. And some of them left, of course. You know, people just like looking for something new all the time. Some come, right. Some leave, but yeah, some of them are still there.
Okay. when you created the Dark Side, did you create that alone, or did you also bring people with you from Blackwater too?
No, I wasn't bringing people from Blackwater on purpose. I just left, said goodbye, created the guild. I created it with my friend, Hi Luxy. So we created kind of he had this old abandoned empty guild. He gave it to me and he said, just like take it and it's going to be yours. So I renamed it, made a tag and stuff like that. So, a few members, like Kiban was there. Hi, Kiban.
No way.
Yeah, he was one of the first, the very first member of the Death Star.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Dude, he doesn't talk about that at all.
Yeah.
Maybe he's ashamed of this fact. I don't know.
It's like getting out of prison. He's like, I was never there.
He wants to forget this. But yeah, he has been there for a little while.
Dude, Kiban's got a lot of history. That's what I'm learning.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So you created the guild, or at least, you know, reshaped that shell, you know, that shell, and you know, people started joining, right? Like, did you have a core group, like, after, you know, being around for a couple weeks or so? Like, did you have like a ride or die you know, group of friends to help you run the guild? Because it seems like that's the direction for most of like the top tier. Like, they have those people who are just loyal to each other. They're real good friends. And then they just climb like crazy. Cause they all have like, they all share that like same goal in mind. Or were you just kind of like absorbing whoever would join and go off that?
Well, I didn't have a group that like that would want to create this guild together. Like I said, I created it with one friend. He got Kiban, Yura, and like two more people maybe. And we were just like chilling on our own. Wasn't really like inviting people. Was just thinking how to start. But yeah, whoever requested, I accepted pretty much everyone, I would say. So I kind of started on my own. Maybe, yeah. There wasn't many people, many volunteers that... But yeah, they started joining. Some of them are still here. Some of the oldest members, but yeah.
That's awesome. So I know you talked about like you had a vision after being in Blackwater for a while. And what vision did you have for Death Star, the Dark Side?
Well, I wanted to focus more on PvP. Maybe had some events on my mind, how I want to hold some events. Like the theme of the guild, you know, this Star Wars thing. Well, I don't know. It's hard to tell, hard to remember, but I knew exactly what I wanted. And
so much success.
No, it wasn't even in plans. Like, I wasn't even expecting to get even to top 20 or top 50 or something like that. Just mostly chilling, hanging out, meeting new people, coaching noobs that wanted to join. That's pretty much it. Like, most of the part, I just wanted to help new players. Because, like, I felt like I wanted to help noobs, guide them through the game, send something like gold gear. That was my main, probably.
Sticks. Just send a bunch of sticks.
Yeah, sticks were a thing back then. So, yeah, something like that.
Okay. Damn, that's pretty cool. Like, you didn't set out to be number one, but you just happened to get. Well, I'm sure it wasn't just happened. I'm sure you busted your ass to get it, but you know.
Yeah, pick one. Be number one or not.
Yeah.
So you weren't always. So essentially, you weren't always a hardcore guild.
Of course not.
In the beginning.
Yeah, of course not. Just casuals mostly. Started and. Like, I didn't even have plans to chase leaderboards or anything like that, because back then I thought it wouldn't be even possible, because all the top spots are taken already. Guilds had, like, decent amount of XP. So I just, like, started slowly doing some PvP, because that was the only way to get that guild XP. Just started killing.
Just casually started killing.
killing.
Yeah, killing
massacre everywhere.
Want to raise the noobs just so I can kill them later.
Here's some gold. Get to level 100 real fast. Thank you.
And then send like a wave after, like, look, we're friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always wave after killing. That's my main.
Oh my god. I think I'll run an alliance. Screw that.
Yeah. Insult to injury right there.
You want to see me cry? I'll cry. Yo, Alan, when's our turn? When are we just going to be like chilling and killing? That's another. I could get that tattooed on my knuckles too. I have some room. Chilling, killing with one L.
Yeah, that'll look real good, dude. Go for it.
Okay. I'll just dip into the couch cat funds. I hope you don't mind. So you want to go, Alan?
No, I was just going to make a comment from what you just said.
What were you going to say?
It's all good.
Don't call me out. Okay, call me out. Kim Prezori objects. What else?
So would you describe your guild as a hardcore guild now that you're number one?
Even right now, I wouldn't say we're hardcore, since we're not like really grinding for XP. Mostly just chilling and killing, like I said. Sometimes I enable raids, so when people do battle arena, it just like passive XP is there. Also, we are kind of into PvP still, so we're just like passively winning some wars, but we're not like hardcore, more like layback guild, I would say.
So,
man,
you don't like, have a weekend. About... Oh, go on. What are you going
to say? Talk about just disrespecting all the other guilds. Like, oh, yeah, we're not even trying. We're number one, you know, just passively
no,
slaughtering
that's not
everyone.
What I meant.
It's what it is.
But yeah, we're not like chasing leaderboards hard, not aiming for to keep that spot. Kind of just slacking lately, I would say, with guild XP, not running any tasks, not doing any tasks. People are busy. It's some finals time, people are graduating. So this. Kind of this period of time is we are like slowed down a little.
Yeah, I'm not used to that now, like being like a older gamer. I'm like, what? Exams?
Yeah.
Can't you just like waste your time raiding for me? Give me my EXP already.
Sure.
All right. So you don't consider yourself hardcore. So you're not having like weekend mosh pit sessions? You're not listening to like pop punk with breakdowns or anything?
Oh. I love this music, but no, sadly we don't.
Okay, that's good to know. You can use that against you. You can say they
don't
have
it,
but
we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to listen
to Punk and we passively slaughter people. Come join.
Yeah, you want to listen to some real friends and tiny moving parts.
Halt Mulligan, we got you.
Yeah, Halt Mulligan, dude. We are the Midwest, but not the Midwest.
Yeah.
So going back to like the legacy of Death Star, before we dive into like, you know, pre-9 or post V9 and stuff, can you recall a moment like where you and your guildmates were just like, oh shit, we're gonna be a powerhouse guild? Like, is there anything that sticks out to you, or did it just, you know, happen and you're like, oh?
Well, people started joining. They started, since I said that when people joined, I said that we are like mostly PvP focused guild, so if you are fine with it, that's okay, I'll accept you. So we kind of had a group of people that liked PvP just as much as I do. So we started climbing leaderboards, and at some point, like, I realized that if we try harder, we can probably get to top 20 or then 10, 15 on the then top 10. So we just kind of started pushing a little bit harder. I think it was March, maybe. March, the beginning of March, or not even March, but February, when I started noticing big progress in guild, that people are active, people want to get that XP as well, want to climb leaderboards, want to be the best. So we kind of started pushing a little, yeah.
Okay. And were you, while that push was happening, were you like constantly like head to head with anyone? Like, can you, if you had to like pick a nemesis, you know, for that climb, like, who would it be?
I wouldn't say we had any.
It was Couch Cat, wasn't it?
I remember we had a war with you guys. I remember killing you, some of you.
You mean we won?
Not the other way around.
Like when that big grind happened, I declared on everybody. So I remember I declaring on Couch Cat. Apologize for that. We are lies now, but it was what it was. We had to do this. People were lacking.
Yeah, there was clearly no choice but to pick on the smaller guild.
I still can't sleep at night.
Sorry.
Dude, honestly, we were maxed back then. We were always maxed in members.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were just a farm. We were one of those noob farms, like, hey, let's help and then slaughter later.
Yeah.
So well, that's interesting. Yeah, go on, dude.
Yeah, when you say people were starting to join your guild, were these like established players, or were these for the most part new players? Like, were you getting boosted by like level, I don't know, 15,000 people or something?
Oh my god.
No, I would say that it was mostly new players. Like, OG started joining a little bit later when they saw a potential in Death Star, maybe, I don't know. But it mostly started with some newbies, but also some old players, of course. Can't remember, because there were too many people joining and going back and forth. So, but yeah, mostly it was not new players, not like old players. But a few of them were old and experienced and high level, yeah.
That's impressive to me, taking these new players and running up the leaderboard like that.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
What were you promising them?
Yeah, like, how do you keep them involved?
Yeah, you're like, oh, you know, you like PvP and shit. Come on over, brother. Yeah. But like, what are you really offering? You're like,
yeah, like, what
you pay me?
What's going on in the background?
Well, will you pay me to join?
15 mil? 15, yeah. It's okay, yeah. I can do that.
Thanks. See, that's business.
That's
right there.
Chump change to her.
See ya. This is now the Death Star podcast. So
I like the beach.
So
thanks. It's awesome.
So you say like you didn't have like a nemesis. So did you have allies? Like, I know alliances weren't a thing till version 9, but did you consider any other guild, like, you know, friends, like, you know, Blackwater still, or, you know, FA, like anything like that going on?
Oh yeah. There were some guilds that I wasn't declaring on, of course, some old friends, like wasn't declaring a fallen angel, so I remember that back then. But allies were not a thing then, so, and I don't think we had any allies. There was just guilds that I didn't declare on, but we didn't have like allies like anybody have in the description that allied guilds are, blah blah blah. We didn't have those.
Yeah,
we were like trying to stay neutral to everybody. Didn't have enemies, allies. It's just like mostly neutral. Yeah,
but you probably still like PvP'd their members.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Just laugh about it, like,
yeah, like ha ha ha! I killed them all, but we try to stay neutral.
Well, during the big grind, we actually was in need of players to kill since we really wanted that top spot, and I had to declare on everybody. And I messaged and I apologized, said please no hard feelings, but we really need like meat to grind on. So
you killed the whole freaking player base like a thousand times over.
Well, yeah.
Did you just have an apology statement? Just you copy paste everywhere?
No, it was personalized. You know.
Okay.
I wasn't like that. Don't think of me that.
That's a lot of comments.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, like I almost like you almost have to think like guilds have to have like a like to be really sinister, which I mean your original name was pretty sinister sounding to me. Like I can only imagine like creating a secondary guild and like under the guise of like an academy guild, you know, like you have like friendly academy and stuff like that. But like you're actually just slaughtering them with the main guild. like you create an academy guild, but you don't actually associate publicly.
A farming guild.
Yeah, and you have like one person running the operation and you're just turning them over.
That would be messed up.
I should do that. We should do that. Couch Cash should do that.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Like a Couch Dog Gaming.
Couch and, Dog.
You know.
Yeah. Mike, don't ban us, please. We're just trying to get to level one or leaderboard number one.
Keepin's typing. All right, show's over, everyone. Thanks for coming. It was a great episode. Okay, so you made that climb. You were saying like March, you know, February, March time frame. Was it gradual? Like when you broke into, say, like the top five, like did it take long from the top five to one, or was like did you rocket to one once you broke through the like say like the top 10 spot?
I wouldn't say it was like. I would say it was gradually, yeah. Mostly it was gradually, but then when the upcoming V9 was announced, then the big, like, the great grind started. That's what we call the great grind or big grind. When we, like, put all efforts together, people were coming off safe modes. Like, every single player, like, mostly every single player will contributing killing as well from level 100 to level 20k. So everybody was involved, but before that, before the V9 was announced, we were just like gradually moving up. I wouldn't say we were grinding hard. Yeah.
Right, chilling and killing.
Chilling and killing, easily acquiring number one. Yeah, you know, just
whatever.
That's insane.
Taking so steroids.
Yeah. Once you hit number one. Pre-version 9, did you think like, okay, yeah, like let's just stay here and when we get to version 9 let's keep number one, or were you just like, oh, that's nice, I'm just going to keep massacring people now?
Well, before we reached number one, actually it was like very very tight battle with Knights Husei Yi, so we were just like grinding, and we finished the grind like right before this V9 was announced, so we didn't have any rest. We were still like aiming for number one, I would say. We're not like waiting there on number one. We're not chilling. Just killing. We're not chilling. Yeah. It was hard work all the way.
Two modes.
Until it was announced, yeah. Two modes.
Okay. So was that tiring for you as a guild leader to run your guild?
Yes, it was. It is still. It is tiring because like I really spend a lot of time on the guild. I sleep like 5-6 hours a day just because I go to bed very late. I need to make sure everything is fine on the server, checking the armory requests, guild requests and everything, making sure it's okay, it's all good. And I wake up early, checking server again, Discord and guild, what's happening, who left, who joined. So it is a permanent hard work, I must say. Yeah, it is tiring, making sure that everyone is satisfied, that people are entertained, running some small events, like some rewards for something, leaderboards and stuff like that. It takes pretty much a lot of time.
Damn, yeah, it sounds like a full-scale operation on your end.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Trying.
And so do you get help in your Discord server? Like, essentially, like, do you get help with everything outside of Simple MMO, since, you know, there's not really a feature for guild officers yet?
Yes. Some people help me. Dale, hi. But he's not here, but he helps me with Discord a lot. We don't have, like, we have a couple of mods, but they mostly just chilling, doing nothing, uploading emojis on the server from time to time, but trying to control everything on my own, to be honest. I want to be involved. Okay. Like, I don't, like, share responsibilities, if that's would be the correct statement.
Yeah.
So, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's hard to let go of, like, your baby, right?
Yes, that's something my members probably might not be really satisfied with, but I really need and want to take control of everything. I want to be there. I don't like, because I will still be worried, will still be checking, even if I, like, transfer the guild to somebody like Gravy. We used to do some raids, like, 24/7. We used to do raids, like, every hour. And then when I go to bed, I just, like, transferred the guild to somebody else so they can enable raids when they do Battle Arena. But still, I was checking, making sure that they checked, like, guild requests, if somebody joined, if everything is fine. So, yeah, mostly it's just I do that myself. I like. Not complaining.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it just sounds like a lot of it can be mitigated with certain features, but I mean, it's nuts that you put that on your own plate. So I commend you for that, because, you know, Alan has my help and we still, our protection value isn't as nearly as much as yours. I blame Alan though, because I'm not the actual leader. Oh, yeah. I'm suffering.
As a good leader, I will accept that blame. The success for the guild, failures for me. I get it. I'm a martyr. Thanks. I know.
Thank you. So would you say, you know, your, I don't know, like, the work you had to do for Death Star increased with version 9 coming out? Because, like, the raids and stuff?
Well, yeah, I was pretty much doing everything on my own. It was a hard work all the way since the very beginning, and now it's even harder, because we're kind of trying to maintain that top spot, but yeah.
Okay. And I know for a while, well, not even a while, but I think it was short-lived, but Blackwater actually took, like, the number one spot for a minute. How did you feel about that?
Well, that was fine. I mean, they were pretty strong as well. They had, like, some good members. It was a strong guild. So, yeah, I was a little bit stressed. Like, I still want to be number one. That's not good. We need to take it over. But but it's not like I was mad or angry. Yeah, I knew that we would probably take over at some point anyway. So, I was just still chilling and killing.
That confidence. Like, I see you got it. Don't worry, I'll take it back. Like, damn.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool, pretty cool. Are they, so is Blackwater still strong in your opinion, or have they pretty much like fallen off? Like, are, do you feel threatened still from that moment or no?
Well, if they decide to grind, they might probably climb up leaderboards as well. They have pretty good members. Like, it's one of the like most active guilds at the moment, I would say. They're always on global chat, so if they really want to, they can easily climb up, I think. Yeah,
it's spooky.
Spooky.
do you feel, do you have any, you know, like strong opinions on any of the other top 10 guilds since pre, like, or not pre but post V9, since, like, you know, there's like more opportunity to climb, not just through PvP. Are you excited for, like, you know, more competition, or is there just no competition still?
Well, I would say some guilds are moving up very fast, mostly through PvP. If you guys check daily player kill leaderboards, pretty much the same people are there on top every time. Like Forest, they are climbing very, very fast. We kind of freaking out a little at this point, so they might overtake us very, very soon. But yes, I think some guilds already doing, like, making huge progress. And I can pretty much say I see that top five. Personally, what that top five would be like and will be like.
Oh, yeah? Do you have any predictions?
Well, it's not a big change from what it is now, but yes, some guilds are climbing fast, and I'm not sure what top five is. I don't remember. I think it's still Blackwater, it's Forest. But yes, I think those guilds will pretty much keep the position in the future.
Okay, and like Couch Cat's like number five, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a good assessment.
Oh, Tat, thanks for statistics. I didn't see that.
No, if it doesn't show Couch Cat, it's not real. It's not vetted.
I agree.
So when V9 hit, and, you know, you're still climbing, you're having your like mini battles for the top, like the top spot. We're months within version 9 now. What are your thoughts on it? Like, you know, what were the changes, good? Were they bad? How do you feel?
I think that game has improved drastically. A lot of new features. That guild update was really amazing. We could track XP. We had leaderboards. We had armory, which was like maybe one of the best things that was implemented in that update. Guild armory, so people can share spare gear. That's really cool. So, yeah, I think it has changed a lot, and only in a good way. I would say it's more convenient. It's like PvP, like you can actually win and lose wars now, which it wasn't like back then. You were just like fighting endlessly. It would never end. And now you can actually
held
win.
Hostage.
Yeah. Like enemies forever. But now you can actually win wars. It's like, gives some like competition thing. It's really interesting. Yeah. PvP is my favorite part. So in this game, I would say so. I would really love to see it being improved and improved. We unfortunately have so many wars on hold right now, but I'm hoping this will change. Something will be changing, yes, so we can fight more, because we're running out of guilds to declare on. That's kind of sad. They're going inactive, and I'm sad because I really like PvP. But yeah, it's getting better.
Yeah, for definitely. Sure. People are climbing way more ways, and that scares me, because I told Alan, I was like, if Gi, like the vegetarian version of Yi, if they pass us, I'm done. Like, I'm not doing this. I'm not dealing with this shit.
Oh yeah, that's interesting. But, that now we have like not only PvP but other activities they can get XP from. So other guilds that actually was PvE guilds can have a chance to actually climb leaderboards. I think it's very fair. and that was a really good decision to make, like, steps and PvE quests and everything is involved. It's like a really great improvement.
Is there anything you don't like about the update?
Don't hold yourself back because Mike's here, okay?
No, like I was saying, I'm mostly concerned only about PvP parts, so I would really love that something would be done about those wars on hold, because like Juku says, he's sad, and I don't like him being sad. We need people to kill, so maybe some improvement in PvP wars system, that would be really great, but other than that, I think it's just great as it is. I don't think I hate something about it or don't like. It's getting there. It's getting better.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely room for more, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Chad talked about and Alan and I talked about in a couple episodes ago. God, it feels like years ago, right?
Yeah, it does.
Just like, you know, many, like we were given quality of life features, you know, for guilds specifically, but we could always use more, like the guild officers and maybe like special quests or events, you know, stuff like that. Because essentially, you know, like you said earlier, Taylor, like guilds made the game fun for you, or quote unquote, like not boring.
Mm-hmm.
So that would promote, you know, more activity and new players who get sucked up into these guilds. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe that'll keep them more active, and that's more in turn more people for you to chill and kill. Because like that's kind of like the life cycle of simple MMO.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Grow up and you know get past level 100 and suddenly you're getting dumped on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's definitely room for improvement. Of course, Mike has a public roadmap for the game itself.
Mm-hmm.
Al and I are constantly looking at that shit. But that being said, you know, like, is there anything you want, like, right now? Like, you know, with post V9, if there's something that's maybe not technically missing, but you would want on top of it, does anything come to mind for you?
Yes, we were discussing that with my guild today, and all of them said that we would really like some guild bosses. That would be really, really great, so people can fight guild bosses. That would be like a really, really great feature that would be implemented, mm-hmm, a part of everything in V9. That would make it more interesting. Some people were talking about dungeons, and Toaster sent like a bunch of text. I said just make a suggestion, because that will take a lot of online time. Probably Couch Cat will not be happy to listen to all of this like for 30 minutes, but dungeons and different levels, different like adventures when you travel with a guild in some interesting places. But yeah, encountering a guild boss would be really great. I think everyone would agree. It was suggested multiple times already.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen that, Alan, right? In some of the browser-based games we've, like Man Astoria.
Yeah.
They had that too. They had like guild centric bosses that everyone could, well, they had a world boss and then they had like a guild boss or you know, specific
guild boss,
rewards. Yeah.
So you can share like all the rewards between guildies, participants. So yeah, that would be really interesting. Yeah. Think
That'd
about
cool.
it, Mike.
I like it. Oh, go on.
No, I said think about it, Mike. That would be
cool. Oh, I'm sure he is. Like, I feel, you know, when we did like the roadmap discussion, I feel like he knew a lot. He wasn't giving his cards away, so I feel like he's like steps ahead of us on some things. So I'm sure he is. And I see in the chat, you know, people are talking about dungeons and stuff like that. I think that'd be cool too. I honestly wish, like, the game, you know, they're kind of like games like Simple MMO, you know, the appeal is you can play it actively, but you can also be passive with it, you know, do jobs, come back, do quests, do, you know, everything is point regeneration, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you added just a little bit more active components, like, you know, like you're saying, like the guild activities,
mm-hmm,
I would love to see like parties, you know, like you could within your guild or friends list, like have a step party or something and have like a bonus.
Oh yeah, you know, I will suggest
based
that
off
as
the size
well
of your party
in my guild today. Yeah. But yeah, parties like stepping together, getting some rewards, that would be really nice. Yeah.
I just want to see my guild members too, because when we're stepping for like the raids, it's like some level 4, you know. And I'm just like, okay, I'll wave to you because I'm nice. But it's like, where the hell are my guild members that I'm stepping with right now? So lonely, Alan. It's just so lonely out there.
It's a lonely job, stepping. So I'm curious for alliances besides, you know, not attacking your allied guilds. Please.
Only Alan, not me. Yeah.
What do you do anything with them at all? Like, or is it just very passive? Like, okay, yeah, we won't attack you because we're allies.
Yeah, they're like alliance dances you're not inviting us to or something, like a mixer. Are we missing out?
Well, I don't think that we can, like, actually, this alliance actually does something in the game except for the pop-up when you kill somebody from the allied guild, because we do that sometimes as well, not gonna lie. It just says that you are allied with this player. So yeah, but oops, it doesn't really do anything like in the game.
Yeah, it's cosmetic.
Yeah, it's just like to know that we're cool, we're friends, don't kill them. If you need help, you can just reach out to allied guild if you really need some help to killed somebody with war or anything, but not technically, like there's nothing. We were just, it's passive, I would say. Yeah,
yeah. And like I was talking to Lone from Koi, and he was like, yo man, we'll help you out with guild wars. And I'm like, but then you'll take our kills that we need to win the war. Yeah, you know, like I want that help, but at the same time I was like, but where's my XP? Where am I gonna get it? And that's like, if we ask you for help, Taylor, it's like, we'll never get fucking EXP. Like your whole guild will just descend on this poor, like 30 man, like level 10 guild, you know. We'll never see it.
Yeah.
So it'd be cool to have like joint EXP, like from alliances. Like obviously you would nerf the amount of EXP because you could, you know, you could like power level per se a guild. Yeah. But there's like a nerf, and alliances are actually like, think of like the diplomacy in like Civilization 6 or Total War games. Like you have that joint war declared, and so maybe that locks you into a certain, like, you know, parameter of EXP gained and guild EXP per se. I think that'd be cool. Like, yeah, you could actually organize coordinated attacks or defenses, whatever,
yeah,
instead
nice
of just stealing EXP from each other.
Yeah, I agree. This alliance thing must do something in game.
Yeah, it will probably be the most popular change too once they're fleshed out. Mm-hmm. I think just because, you know, again, social, everyone wants to be social with each other, and on like the guild, like on a guild scale of things, it just makes sense.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I mean, all we do, I mean, we just flex. We're like, oh, you know, Death Star. Yeah, we're like bros. And then like we're like, you know, Fallen Angel, and everyone's like, no, and I'm like, fuck. And then when I bring up Koi, they're like, oh, you hang out with those guys?
Yeah.
And I'm like, sure dude. But no, all those guilds are cool. You too. Naki. I used to like, you know, have an ad for them, but since we're climbing, I don't think they need diamonds anymore, so I'm done with that. I don't want them to surpass us. Where's the emotional gi music? For just 2 diamonds a day. It was a scam. We were actually taking those diamonds for ourselves and buying groovy colored names.
Wow.
For ourselves. We're all gradient now, looking sweet. Yeah, Ripkey. Yeah, so I don't know. Do you have any more questions, Alan, for version 9?
Well, not for version 9, but just
okay.
Yeah. Like in general, like what?
That's fine with me, dude.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to hear it.
What do you see in the future for Death Star? Like, do you still plan on just grinding and chilling and
chilling.
You know,
yeah.
So want to change things up or what?
Yeah, you want to like kill and chill instead?
Maybe kill and chill, yeah. But I think we're just try to maintain top spot at least. Well, if we don't, that's still fine because we are like friends. We're family already. We don't really care about leaderboards anymore. We're not grinding for that number one that hard as we used to before V9 and after it came out. So just remain active mostly. Help new players. Build our like cast. And yeah, just stay active mostly. I would really love to see this guild grow and be active, getting more players that would stay here forever, that wouldn't really want to change the guild. So yeah, just play, enjoy.
Be like a pillar of the community, so to speak.
Yeah, maybe, yes. That would be nice.
Do you, real quick, do you think maintaining the number one guild spot, do you think there should be some, I don't know, like incentive to do so?
Well, I would say that at some point, other guilds are getting active as well. It's not a fact that we will stay number one forever because other guilds catching up really fast. We are trying to do our best, of course. We're still running some raids from time to time, but if it changes, that's still okay. That's not our main goal, to be honest, to be number one, because when V9 was announced, we just were like on leaderboards pretty much high. So we decided that we can make it to top one, to top three, or top two, or even top one, and we started the grind, but it's not what we really want to do all the time, grinding and grinding. Mostly just, like I said, chilling and killing. And that's just having fun. I mean, it's just a simple game, simple MMO. So right. Being number one, it is not... Well, first of all, it doesn't even give any perks to guild members.
Right.
To start, to begin with. So being in number one guild doesn't give you like anything like more XP or more gold for some activities, which would be a really good suggestion to implement it. That being in number one guild actually gave something to members. So everyone wanted to be the number one guild and grinded for it. So yeah. Just having fun.
Right. So it'd be good implementation, but that's just, you're not worried about that. As you are.
I'm not worried, yeah.
Damn. Okay. So what I'm getting from this interview is you just casually slaughter everyone, get to number one, and you're like, yeah, it's whatever. We got one. Don't really care. Yeah, it's whatever. Like, yeah. We'll keep massacring. It's just, if we are number one, so be it.
Yeah. Oh, and chat. Number one guild members should get chat badges in world chat.
Oh,
yeah,
that would be cool. Just a big flex. Yeah. But yeah. Features like some boosts, that would be really, really nice. For not only for number one guild members, but like gradually on leaderboards, like number two, if you're number two guild or number three guild, the higher you are, the more you get, the more benefits or personal perks you get, like some little tiny additions, I don't know, something like that.
I bet more like flair stuff like will come first, you know, like borders and stuff like that, but... I mean, we say it all the time, you know, it's social, people want to show off, you know, whether it's an avatar, it's like the gradient color of your name or even your guild icon. So that would look real cool. But
yeah,
Taylor, you run a smooth ship and it's unreal because I didn't learn anything. It's just that you slayed.
Yeah.
I was like, I was prepared to take notes. I was like, okay,
yeah,
so she
too.
Like x, you know, x amount of this, and she, you know, taxes them like ye, and then everyone has to like, you know, sign in and, you know, come up on comms every hour or something. But no, you're just like, oh, we're pretty chill, we're family, it's cool. I was like, what?
Yeah,
I thought you were going to, like, drill people to the ground.
Nah, we're just, yeah. We're, like, mostly casually playing lately. We've been playing really casually lately. Some of members still, like, grind PvP hard, but I'm not forcing my members doing anything in particular. If you want to stay in safe mode, please stay in safe mode. Just step from time to time. That would be cool. Do your quests. Do your battle arena. Cool. We don't have like anything, any like requirements that you must make 1,000 kills per week or something like that. No. It's just optional. Everything is optional in the guild. So just have fun.
Amazing. Yeah, just... Those are the words. Just have fun.
Yeah.
Clearly, Couch Cat isn't having any fun. Otherwise, we'd be tough.
There's no fun over here. I thought we were having fun, but yeah, I guess we're like... It's like fake fun.
Yeah.
It's too fake for us. Well, that was awesome, Taylor. It was cool to learn about Death Star. I mean, everyone sees... If you peruse the leaderboards, right? Everyone sees Death Star's progress. EXP and all that jazz, and I'm sure they're exposed, you know, even new players are exposed to you constantly being an advisor and hanging out in the, you know, Simple MMO's Discord server and global chat. So I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people in the community that wanted to, you know, get to know you better and what you've done with Death Star as a whole. So thanks for taking the time and allowing us to pick your brain.
Thank you for having me,
because I was one of those people. I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, that was really nice meeting.
Yeah. Alan probably brought it down a bit. I'm sorry, but I can't like fix him. But he just comes in.
Everyone,
homeless shelter.
You didn't even let me do my delayed hello this time.
That's how I know. Like,
very depressed.
We got over that obstacle.
This is what the people come for, the delayed hello, and you just.
Well, you can do the goodbye. How about that?
It's not the same.
It's the same. It's just in reverse order, dude. So before we go, Taylor, do you have any, you know, shouts for people, any projects, anything, you know, upcoming with Death Star that you'd like to share?
Well, I would just maybe want to advertise my guild a little bit.
Sure.
And if you guys want to join us, I would be really happy to have any members. We accept almost everyone except for slackers. If you don't do anything and don't involve in the community, don't chat, don't do like anything. Well, that's fair. I think if you join in the guild, you probably have a purpose of joining the guild, which means you need to talk to your guildies to ask for help, ask questions, do some activities in game. So yeah, if anyone wants to join, we have interesting things going on there. We have weekly rewards, we have some mini events, and we will be glad to see you in my guild.
If anyone from Couchcat joins them after this podcast, I'm going to delete the podcast, okay?
We will passively slaughter them.
I'm going to delete this episode.
And if Death Star is too full,
that's right.
You that's always right. Come to Couch Cat Gaming, where we will accept anyone and everyone, even the slackers, because we care about you too.
Ask and ye shall receive. We're desperate.
We'll take the scraps.
If Death Star is too full, just remember, think of us, because we're like friends with them. We're friends with Taylor. So it's like, if you squint again, okay? If you take the glasses off, if you squint, we're pretty much the same guild. I'm just a little bit less stronger than she is. If you
just
move some zeros,
bit.
If you add some, you know, subtract some numbers, you know, add some numbers, do some division, almost the same person.
Yeah.
We both have really nice mustaches.
Twins.
The same person. Yeah. Cool. Alan, you have any shout outs? You've been gone for a while.
No, I'm just glad to be back.
Oh, glad to be back in the throne. Are you going to do, you know, for the Simple MMO community, are you going to do more guides, anything like that?
Yeah, I'll be working on guides and also working on the YouTube videos for that as well. Additionally, I'm working on another article for the Guild series. Hopefully we'll see that within next week. But yeah.
Another one.
Yeah, there's always guilds to be interviewed.
That's right. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Cool. I have nothing special to say besides I have a mustache and I have a house I have to move into. That's about it. I'm no longer homeless. I'm no longer sleeping outside of Mike's place, watching through the window. Like, man, it looks like some good turkey and some biscuits, whatever he's eating over there. but yeah, that's it. That is all for this episode of the Couch Cat Podcast. Like usual, you can find our podcast on any podcasting platform you prefer, such as the big boys and girls like Apple, Google, and Podcast Addicts. There are some good ones to look on. We also have a website. Head over to the website. It hosts everything. It's www.couchcatgaming.com. There you'll find articles, guides, specifically for Simple MMO, and other information that is pretty important, such as our YouTube video releases, our podcast releases, and things of that nature. Our Discord, where we host the podcast live, where we stream games such as Phasmophobia, you know, Planet Zoo, which Taylor was a part of, and
yeah,
died tragically as a red panda, and other games like that. All those links will be in our podcast description, including our social media such as Twitter and Instagram. That's really it. Oh, check out my other podcast I do with Trung, who edits the Phasmophobia videos for Couch Cat's YouTube. It's called the Sword and Slime Podcast. We have our own server where we record live as well. You can find that link through me. Just DM me. But yeah, that's it. Look forward to more Couch Cat content now that Alan's back in the saddle. Donnie will be around eventually. He's organizing his wedding still. It's like a forever thing. So hopefully we'll see him around again. You can catch him on the latest podcast episode that was before this one. Yep. That's it, everybody. Thanks for coming, Taylor. Goodbye, everyone. Peace.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, and there it is.
Nobody leaves.